Mary had been up and about the house from an early hour, but as the time drew on she seemed to get a little nervous, and now and again threw around an anxious look. Gerald could not help noticing that none of those at breakfast could get on satisfactorily with their food. It was not altogether that the chops were tough, but that the knives were all so blunt. Being a guest, he, of course, made no sign, but presently saw Joshua draw his thumb across the edge of his knife in an unconscious sort of way. At the action, Mary turned pale and almost fainted. After breakfast, they all went out on the lawn. Mary was making up a bouquet and said to her husband, "Get me a few of the tea roses, dear." Joshua pulled down a cluster from the front of the house. The stem bent, but was too tough to break. He put his hand in his pocket to get his knife, but in vain. "Lend me your knife, Gerald," he said. But Gerald had not got one, so he went into the breakfast room and took one from the table. He came out feeling its edge and grumbling, "What on earth has happened to all the knives? The edges seemed all ground off." Mary turned away hurriedly and entered the house. Joshua tried to sever the stalk with the blunt knife, as country cooks sever the necks of fowl, as schoolboys cut twine. With a little effort, he finished the task. The cluster of roses grew thick, so he determined to gather a great bunch. He could not find a single sharp knife in the sideboard where the cutlery was kept, so he called Mary and when she came told her the state of things. She looked so agitated and so miserable that he could not help knowing the truth and, as if astounded and hurt, asked her, "Do you mean to say that you have done it?" She broke in, "Oh, Joshua, I was so afraid." He paused and a set, white look came over his face. "Mary," said he, "is this all the trust you have in me? I would not have believed it." "Oh, Joshua, Joshua," she cried entreatingly, "forgive me," and wept bitterly. Joshua thought a moment and then said, "I see how it is. We shall better end this or we shall all go mad." He ran into the drawing room. "Where are you going?" almost screamed Mary. Gerald saw what he meant, that he would not be tied to blunt instruments by the force of a superstition, and was not surprised when he saw him come out through the French window, bearing in his hand a large Gurkha knife, which usually lay on the centre table, and which his brother had sent him from northern India. It was...